In a pretty nifty bit of show and tell in this week's news and notes, while not being too, I don't know, overly explicit about things, the man behind the curtain of Chain Gang of 1974, Camden Moeger, has posted a YouTube video showing him signing a contract, and then he holds it up and shows us, well, he doesn't really show us, but it shows the old WB logo in the corner of this piece of paper that he just signed. So it looks like the album White Guts will be re-released nationally this spring, and potentially, it looks like we'll include a few new tracks. So props out to another great Colorado act at getting the nod nationally. If the name Scott Aller rings a bell, he's a member of the killer Colorado band Boulder Acoustic Society and one of the founders and principals in 5280 Live, which, according to the email I got from them this week and their website, contributes to the growing art community of Denver by helping connect the creative world with city and business development by efforting to help increase the creative vitality of Denver and create job opportunity for local and national musicians and artists. That's pretty cool stuff. Do check them out at 5280live.net. And that's pretty much it for news and notes this hour. I mean, for reals. Other than a couple of new releases coming out that I'll be sharing with you next week, one from a new band. I just got handed the CD today. It's got members of the Czars in there. One of the guys from D. Biddle. Patrick Meese is on the record. Bunch of great stuff. I only listened to it very, very briefly. We'll get to that, and hopefully the new Fox Street All-Stars record that they've got up on their MySpace page will be in the mail this week to me as well.